welcome to News Fox. This is Tuesday, the 28th of November. No, this morning I was looking at my bank account and I thought, I'd just check how much money I went. Oh, that's not bad. I've got that much money left for the rest of the month. And then I realised that it wasn't even December yet, but in my head it was. And actually, I've not really got that much money. I know it's only a few days, but that's when all the bills go out, isn't it? Anyway, that's the news from my bank account. The other news is that Zina's got a cold. She's been poorly, which is why there was no news box yesterday. How much snot has come out?
A lot, and then there was this thing that came out that was...
And coughed it up.
Yeah, it was like a... Like, imagine a brown ping pong ball, but not quite round, but a similar...
Texture? Size?
Size and weight. Well, no, heavier, because it wasn't...
Oh, is it made of phlegm?
Yeah,
brown
phlegm. Yeah, I've never
done
the likes of it.
Did it have blood in it?
There was a bit of blood.
Ooh.
I had quite a fair bit of blood.
That's quite... Really? That's not very good at all.
No, well, I said I wasn't very well.
Well, I didn't doubt that, but that's quite poor. Maybe you should start smoking again.
No.
Other news in the world. We're going to do a quick catch-up on the world. Toby Anstis.
Yeah.
Scott Henschel,
yeah.
Faith Brown, Sherry Blair's sister,
Lauren Booth.
Lauren Booth, and Fina Arucci are all out of the jungle. David Guest has still been quite brilliant. He's now saying to people, don't vote for me, I want to go home. He started talking about Liza yesterday, did you see that?
Yeah.
That was quite interesting. He was saying he was really embarrassed about that bit where he kissed her. And then I was thinking about, wow, imagine how we thought of him then, how we think of him now. He's like a weird robot. And now you kind of think, oh, he's alright, he's a bit funny looking, but he's quite a normal bloke.
I still don't think he explained that kiss very well, because
it did look like he was trying to eat her.
It was the most disgusting thing I've probably ever seen. Apart from maybe the thing where I coughed up. Mm. But actually, at least the thing that I coughed up was warm.
So that's happened. Eton Road, Zina's favourites, are out of the X Factor. England are out of the Ashes, and the England rugby manager might be out. Michael Grade's out of the BBC. Gone to the ITV.
Jonathan Pryce was furious.
Tell everyone who you saw out of Condon High Street the other day.
Sorry, Amy Winehouse.
What was she doing?
She was on the phone.
What was she saying?
She was talking about, you know, that muncher from Sugar Babes.
Yeah. That's what she was saying.
Yeah.
Did she say anything horrible about her?
Well, she was talking in a bitchy way.
Well, that's Amy Winehouse for you. Oh, the news! The Russian spy died.
Yeah. I mean, who done it, do you think?
Well, there's three leading theories. One, it was the Russians. It was
Vladimir Putin.
It was him. He was the ringleader. I don't think he did it himself. I think he would have a henchman of some sort.
I don't think he got
the other one is there's like a rogue ex-KGB gang group. Hood. No, not hood. Don't know what you'd call them. And it could have been one of them. I can't remember what they're called. The other theory is that he did it himself to embarrass the Russians.
Don't think he did.
I don't know. I quite like the theory. He didn't have any kids. His wife was a bit miserable looking. Got a lot of publicity. He did well that way.
But he's dead.
He is dead. A woman has made £1 million in real life playing on Second Life.
Really?
Yeah, is that what it's called? Second Life, yeah. She is a property developer on Second Life, and she now has five people working for her, developing the property on a virtual thing. And apparently, if you make money at the rate of 275 Second Life dollars, which are Linden dollars, are worth $1.
Yeah.
And she's made so much that she's made...
an actual million.
She's made 300 million Linden dollars, so she's put them into... Maybe $1 million, maybe not £1 million. They haven't done the maths in the metro for me, but there we go. So that's pretty good, isn't it?
That's amazing.
I mean, stupid, but amazing. I don't know. I don't understand how it works, it's really. I've never been on Second Life, but it seems weird that you can make money out of computers that way. Winston Churchill, it turns out, really liked H.G. Wells and quoted him in a lot of his speeches. No one could have believed. That sort of thing.
If you were going to be the Prime Minister, who would you quote a lot? Like, where do you go? It's like such and such says.
Probably some Little Britain. We haven't reviewed Little Britain yet, have we?
No, we'll do that later.
Okay.
who would you quote?
Oh, I don't know.
Who's the wisest person that you...
You, Zena.
Do you think so?
No, I'd quote that man who said she had a horse that looked like Matt Damon the other day that I heard in a restaurant. I'd probably just say that a lot.
In relation to which policy?
I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. Different policies, different quotes. But I'd probably quote... Kurt Vonnegut.
The wise man.
Tom York. And Jack Black. A crematorium has installed a camera so mourners can...
Ask me.
Who do you look up to? Is it Paul Heaton? Crematorium has installed cameras so mourners could watch funerals on the internet. Families can pay £45 to allow friends and relatives to view services at the council-run crematorium in Peterborough. And you can also buy a DVD for £25. Now, I like this idea, maybe for a wedding or a christening, but for a crematorium, I don't see you're going to be missing out much if you can't make the ceremony. You know, you're not going to go, I couldn't make the funeral because I'm in Australia.
Yeah.
I watch it on the net. You wouldn't do that. I mean, for a wedding or christening, maybe you would. So you can have a look, see what people are wearing and so on. It's a bit like, it's kind of like that fancy joke, I wish I could see my own funeral. It's like, I wish I could watch someone else's funeral on the internet, see who's crying.
That's horrific.
Big Brother is not going to be, the final is going to be broadcast, not live. It's going to have a 5-minute delay so that people can't say fuck or shit. Or cunts. Or bugger.
Oh my god!
Katie Holmes has denied that Tom Cruise forced her to bend down for their wedding photos. I was standing, she said, in a hole. Sharon Osbourne.
You were standing on a bucket.
Sharon Osbourne wants an X Factor pay rise next year. She said it's worth far more than I'm being paid. I reckon if they commission another series of X Factor, Sharon Osbourne's going to be pretty fucking lucky. Surely then they can't do another one. I think they've really wrung the talent of this country out now.
I don't know.
I'm just going to say the McDonald brothers to you, honestly. Is that the best?
Well, it's not. It's not the best, though, but that's what people voted for. There's been plenty that have been a lot better that have been kicked to the curb.
Eaton Road!
And Dion, she was good.
You didn't like her, you said she should work at a chip shop.
I never did.
You did?
I didn't.
Oh, which was the one you said she'd be working in a chip shop?
I don't know, it wasn't
there. I've only seen this one. Gaff-prone John Prescott heads a new list of the most foolish political quotes ever. The Deputy Prime Minister commented, the Green Belt is a Labour achievement and we mean to build on it. And that's a winner. It's quite sweet, really. Now, I was a celebrity yesterday. It was quite shocking how they tricked poor, innocent... fine bodies, Miley in class, into just getting her clothes off a bit. Okay, here you go, Miley. You have to soap yourself under this shower. Make Jason Donovan get stuck in a net, and then you can shower in front of him until this soap wears out. It's quite a big bit of soap, Miley. Make sure you get your tits nice and clean. It's outrageous. She took it all in very good humour.
She did. She seems quite nice, actually.
She's lovely. I like her a lot. I'd like her to win, actually. Although I still want Matt to win. I think Matt's doing quite well now. I love him. He's great. He was quite funny.
When was he funny?
He was when they were talking about other people's habits and what they do. And he said, oh, Jan always looks like she's looking for something.
That was funny.
Yeah, he was quite incisive about things.
I didn't like it when he slagged off his fans the other day.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
You made a mistake there.
He fucked up there.
Do you remember when your mother told you to sit up straight or you'd get a bad back?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
She was wrong. According to researchers, sitting in an upright position at 90 degrees for a long time puts unnecessary strain on the spine, and they think you should do a 135 degree body thigh slouch. So I'm not sure whether that's 35 degree back or forward. No, it can't be forward, because that's a ridiculous way to sit.
Well, that would be about 70 degrees from the off.
Yeah,
you're doing about 45. You're on an
obtuse
angle.
Well, no, it depends which way you're measuring the 90 degrees from, whether it's from your leg or from your back. I don't know. Anyway, you're allowed to slouch, is the rule.
Send us in some pictures of you doing different angles. So we'll have a look at them. We'll have a butcher's.
Pamela Anderson is getting divorced from Kid Rock. They've only been married for 3 months, and they had 3 weddings, one for each month they were married.
Well, that's nice. Maybe they can have 3 divorces and then 3 more weddings.
And 3 children. I think it's the rule of 3. That's what Pam Ranson's going on. Fluff Freeman has died. Not off. Pop Pickers.
Oh.
Last night I punched a baby's face and I buggered some chickens. And not off.
He was older, weren't he?
Well, I thought he was. He was 79. He's less old than I thought he was,
well,
to be honest.
He's old enough.
I mean, he's had a good innings, hasn't he?
Older than us. Bastard.
A clock is going on sale in Christie's tomorrow. It's Papagé. It's a bit fussy, if you ask me, but it's expected to expect 6 million. Expected to fetch 6 million.
Oh, it's beautiful.
An Ethiopian highway to hell with truckers, hookers and HIV. No, it's not the new show coming on at the Etc. Theatre this week. It's a special report in the Metro about Ethiopia. Listen to that. That's me on the answer phone. I thought I'd turn that down. Network Rail, they've been going for a while. They make no money, no money. No money, no money. Last year, they made some money. Guess how much?
£750 million.
Yeah, that's quite a lot, isn't it? Quite a big jump. I think we should try and do that next year.
Should we?
Yeah, let's try and make £750 million. We will have to start paying VAT, though.
Can we not just...
I don't know.
We would probably get away with it.
Put it in the client account. Women love chatting. They get a bit high from talking.
Is this news?
Well, I don't know. Men think about sex every 52 seconds. Women only think about once a day. That's just not true.
So not true. I think about it constantly.
I wouldn't say it's constant. I think.
I've thought about it.
How many times today?
Loads. All the way to work.
I mean, trains though. Trains and buses. What else is there to do apart from flick through Metro quickly and then just sit and have a think about some sex?
Whilst I was having my lunch, I was thinking about it. Whilst I was watching the play.
Yeah! Was it all the raping?
Yeah, it was. I'll tell you what's disgusting.
What?
That.
Oh, it's a little boy with a hair lip.
But that, I mean, that's not just a hair lip, is it?
It's quite bad. Clash palates. And I don't know.
Or is that what one looks like if it's not seen to?
That's what it looks like if it's not seen to.
Really?
Yeah. Because normally, in this country, obviously, you just
have a little line.
You get it sorted out, yeah. It's a little scar.
It's quite attractive, together. I think, quite often. There's a picture of me.
Joaquin Phoenix.
The picture of me being taken once, where I look like I've got a hair lip.
But you haven't.
Still look nicer.
But if you want to pay, to get rid of that, it's 150 quid. So, stump up. Bargain hunters are flocking to the US. Because the dollar's dropping in value. Now, I don't think they're proper bargain hunters, because let's think, it costs around minimum £200 to get to New York for the weekend for a shopping trip.
The carbon footprint.
Yeah. You can only bring £145 worth of stuff back before you get charged VAT on it. So I say, if you want to take advantage, maybe buy some stuff on the internet from American sites.
How much does it drop by? Is it worth buying a load of dollars and then sitting on them for a while?
Every pound will buy 1.93 dollars. God, I'm so bad at saying numbers.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
So good. I mean, it's cheap. So lots of stuff's cheaper over there anyway.
Yeah.
In fact, my brother's coming back from America tomorrow, I think.
Get him to bring some dollars.
Some dollars and some iPods.
Yeah.
Last night there was a tornado in a village, and three ponies went in the air.
Were they alright?
Walking in the air. Yeah, I think so. This is a weird story. A mother who was left in a coma after a car crash 2 years ago started laughing at her children's jokes. And apparently she's technically still in a coma, but she can laugh now, and they all spend the whole time clowning to get a reaction out of her. But I don't understand how she's still in a coma. Maybe she just can't bother to talk to
them. When people are in a coma, I read this in a Stephen King book, apparently.
Must be true.
The muscles all start to tighten up, and then you eventually start taking on the fetal position, and it's like the strings get tighter and tighter, you end up going. So what happened to Paul Sheldon?
That's very visual. Really?
Yeah, but then
he in a coma?
He was in a coma for a while.
Oh, and then he got his leg chopped off.
He got hobbled, yeah.
Couples trying for a baby are told that eating plenty of fresh fruit, oily fish, vegetables, seeds and nuts is a recipe for success. However, new research suggests that tucking into a roast dinner could be the best way to get pregnant.
I think the best way to get some spunk in your vag.
I was about to say the same. Apparently 40% of women said the last meal they had before they got pregnant was a roast. Unless they were just saying they had a roasting and then they got pregnant. But I don't know if that's necessarily to do with fertility or whether it's just to do with the fact that they were nice and relaxed. It was Sunday, nice and relaxed. Salt of praise had finished. Quick, go.
Always potluck, isn't it? You know, I mean, you need to do it on the right day and you need to have the right amount of spunk.
That's seen as a fertility guide there. Elton John was forced to interrupt a concert yesterday when he was struck with a bout of nausea. He left the stage for 5 minutes, went off, puked, came back on. Now, at this point, he was 2 hours into the gig, and he came back and performed another 45 minutes. Now, even if you're a massive Elton John fan, do you really watch 2 hours or 45 minutes of watching him when he goes off 5 minutes and is sick in the middle? I mean,
yeah,
I'd rather watch him being sick than watch 2 hours and 45 minutes of it.
I could watch
Question: can you feel the love tonight?
It is where we are. It's love to make a shy bald buddies reflect and plan a mass murder.
Who said I'd lie to who? That's nice. A face transplant woman. She had a face transplant a year ago now.
Is it far enough?
No, it's going well. She can smile now. So there she is. She didn't look too bad, actually. I mean, she's no beauty, but better.
You know, her makeup though looks a bit like what they do on dead bodies. But apart from that,
this is a good story, which I'm just bringing up on the page now. A South African man has been fined $140 for taking a week off work, telling his employers he was pregnant. Charles Simadada, 27, stole a certificate from a clinic during his pregnant girlfriend's checkup, according to Johannesburg Herd. He then added his own details to the note, submitted it, and took 7 days off work. Seemingly unaware that only women consult gynecologists, his employers became suspicious and investigated the matter. On passing the sentence, the magistrate warned Mr. Sibadana not to walk around faking sick notes from gynecologists. that's pretty much all the news there. Got anything else to add? We've got any good cold or flu remedies? Or if anyone out there has got anything to recommend, Drazina.
Yeah.
Leeches and scarf around her neck.
One of the things that pepped me up a bit was a load of ginger or chop chopped with a load of hot sauce, really hot.
Like a chilli sauce.
A chilli sauce, yeah. And then, but also with some honey in it. And some
garlic, and chilli. Juice. Honey and lemon juice,
yeah.
And made it into a drink.
Yeah, a tea. It just about blew my head off, to be honest. But it did.
A kick to it.
It did.
That's probably why you're bleeding internally.
It did something, but yeah, I am bleeding internally. I'll tell you what, though, if anybody's got any leftover medicine they want to send in, send it in.
Yeah, it's gonna be no use to you.
Why?
I mean, you at home, here.
Yeah.
People who's got the medicine, it's no use to you unless
you
get ill again.
It's no use to you, so send it to me because I'm poorly.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
And it's bloody £4.50 for a packet of Danos.
Is it? Jesus.
Is that lawyer still dead?
Yeah. still fit.
Still fit.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Bye.